the issue is very simple. In all these elections, there are processes that must be followed as enunciated in the Electoral Act and the Constitution of the country. None of these stages were followed by INEC itself. This is in complete contrast with what had happened last week in the National Assembly elections. During the National Assembly election, even though there was still cheating, there was never a state that recorded up to 30% of voter turnout. And in certain states in the northern part of the country, we found out that our own results were tampered with forcefully by ejecting our supporters from the collection centers. So we felt that all these elections cannot stand. And if they insist that they have to count the results from the south, south, and southeast, all the ballot papers must be subjected to forensic analysis so that we determine the authenticity of the ballot papers.
There are ongoing clashes in the north. Will you call for calm as your party prepares to challenge the authenticity or credibility of this presidential vote?
It is the duty and responsibility of government to do everything transparently, assure the people and give them confidence. We have not instructed anybody to create violence or to cause violence. Asking anybody to stop, that means we are taking responsibility for what is happening.
What is next for your party in this presidential dispute?
There can never be a winner to this election until either the elections are repeated or all the ballot papers are subjected to forensic scrutiny before we accept whatever results that will come out of it. And we are sure, more than sure, that if these ballot papers are subjected to forensic analysis, General Buhari will win 70 to 80% of the total votes of Nigerians.